Hello and welcome to the first episode of Domestic Workers, Know Your Rights.
A series that will break down information around the rights of domestic workers in their workplace.
I'm Tepiso Mpofem from Easy Domestic Workers Alliance.
I am Maggie Mtombeni, also coming from Easy Domestic Workers Alliance. Today, we'll be tackling a big issue for women, gender-based violence.
What is gender-based violence? What is harassment?
What can I do if I am being harassed or abused, either at home or at work? What are the laws to protect me?
What are the different ways in which gender-based violence can occur?
Let's get straight into it. Gender-based violence is violence against someone based on their gender and or sexual orientation. Often it is done by people who have control over others. That power can be through their physical strength, access to money, employment relationships, or a romantic or family relationship. In most cases, women are the target of this violence. It might happen at work, at home, in your communities, or even in the street.
Maggie, what are the different ways in which gender-based violence can occur?
There are many different types of gender-based violence. One is physical abuse, which is any physical harm, including beating, choking, kicking, stabbing, shooting, etc., or threatening to do any of these things. For example, if your boyfriend hits you or threatens to kill you because he is angry, that is gender-based violence. Another is sexual abuse, which includes rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment, sharing nude pictures, calling you sexual names, touching you uncomfortable, or forcing you to touch them when you don't want to. For example, sometimes male employers at work try to touch the domestic workers, ask her for a massage, or send her nude pictures. That is sexual abuse. So another type of gender-based violence is harassment, which can be any act that causes psychological or physical harm to a person. It includes things like following or watching you unprofessionally, sending you uninvited messages, flirting with you too much, stalking you, or bothering you sexually. For example, if your boss is following you on social media repeatedly, commenting to you about your boyfriends, or flirting with you, that is harassment.
It can also be emotional abuse, which can occur through humiliation, being made to feel small, or being manipulated into doing things you don't want to do. Gender-based violence can also include verbal abuse, when you are shouted at, called bad names, or insulted. And it can even include economic abuse, like when the money you are entitled to is kept from you, or your property is thrown away. For an example, one worker came home to find that her boyfriend sold all the furniture she had bought and used the money to buy himself a car. Or if your husband forces you to give him your wages and doesn't allow you to decide how your own money is spent, that is economic abuse.
So, what can you do if you are facing gender-based violence?
Well, if you experience or you are threatened with a physical or sexual violence or harassment, these are the steps to follow.
One, tell someone you trust. This is the most important step. Don't try to handle the situation on your own. Recognize that you have been through something difficult and get help to handle it. Two, seek advice from someone who understands the law. At the end of the episode, we will give you the contact information for some organizations which can help. Three, if you are in danger at home, find another place to stay until you are safe. Four, consider going to the police station for a protection order.
If you have been beaten, assaulted, or raped, you should, number one, tell someone you trust who can support you through the process. Number two, keep all possible evidence. Do not bath or shower. Do not put your clothes in a plastic bag as a plastic destroy evidence. Rather, put them in a clean pillowcase. Number 3, seek medical care. This can be done before or after reporting to the police. But if possible, it should be done within 72 hours. Ask for a medical legal examination. Make sure the doctor gives you a J88 form that you can give to the police. Number 4, go to the police when you are ready. Lay a charge and open a case at the police station in the area where the crime was committed. You have the right to speak to a female police officer and tell your story in a private room. And lastly, be sure to read your statement before signing it. Make sure police woman has included all the details we gave in the statement. Ask for your copy.
Likewise, if you are harassed, threatened, or assaulted at your workplace, you should, number 1, report to someone you trust in the workplace if this is possible. Number 2, if there is no one at work that you can report to, consider opening a case with the CCMA, the police, and or the Department of Labor. Contact a workers' organization advice office or union to get guidance and support in this situation. Number 3, if you are not safe to go to work, don't go. Take time off and decide how to handle the situation.
Finally, if you have been through trauma from this situation, consider getting counseling. If you don't address the emotional impact of what you have been through, it can make it difficult for you to heal.
Remember, if you are dealing with any of these situations, don't go through it alone. Contact one of the support organizations below for free advice, support, and or counseling. Izwi Domestic Workers Alliance on 073-153-1167 and Casual Workers Advice Office on 072-195-4520.
That's all we have time for today.
That's right. And if you have any queries, uncertainties, or concern about gender-based violence, contact us at the numbers above to get more free information.
Be on the lookout for our next episode where we discuss your right as a worker.